We back. We back early in the week. This is episode 67 of Real AKA True Podcast. I am your host, MUFF.
Nikki Podcast. Nikki J. Fox.
We ain't got no music this time. We get straight to the shit, man.
Mr. Hold Nothing Back. Plenty monikers. Plenty monikers isn't me telling you I got plenty monikers. Plenty monikers is another nickname. Plenty monikers is a way of living.
That shit does not get old, either. I'm thinking it would get old, but it's not getting old. So keep it up, man. Nikki Podcast.
No music, man.
Yeah, man.
Don't even want to play a fucking sound effect to get copyright infringement. You didn't make the air horn.
Yeah. I know, right?
Sad, man. Sad.
I got a lot to say about that, but I think I'm going to save it for another podcast. But,
might well get it off now. You might not get a chance.
You right. I guess we should, man.
You might not get another chance.
But this shit that's going on right now with podcasting, this is what Joe wouldn't be talking about, though.
And for those of y'all that don't know, we use a host format called Anchor. And Anchor started this week sending out bots to automatically delete podcasts from the face of the earth that has any potential copyright infringement. And they don't even check to see. If they hear something that they think might not belong to you, they delete your whole entire podcast. Not just that episode. The whole entire podcast.
Your entire account with not even notifying you. Well, they'll notify you with a bullshit email that say, yeah, your shit gone.
Man, just imagine if you had like $1,100 in sponsorships.
Ugh.
And they canceled your shit.
Over some bullshit that they think you stole.
Yeah, that they think you stole.
So all content creators out there, they trying to crack down on this.
A guy put his own music on that he created. And they heard it, and they took his account down.
All right, now, did he get the account back? I think I read he might have got it back, but
I don't think he said.
I think I read something like that in that article, but anyway, it's bullshit.
But if you are an Anchor-hosted podcast and you're listening to this, my advice to you is back up all of your episodes.
Yes.
Export them. That way, if you got to change host, you can have them to upload them on your new host. It won't miss a beat.
Yes, y'all protect y'all content out there, man, because podcasts are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and they're trying to, you know, snatch up everyone they can. And also, I know it's another thing with the music. The music is a big part of it because they're still trying to figure streaming out. Apple Music and all these other streaming sites got all these different, I guess, I don't know the word to use.
Do you think podcasters should get paid for streams like music artists get paid for streams?
I think this eventually was going to happen. And I think this is a way of somehow them trying to crack down on that.
They're trying to stop it, or are they trying to hurry up and make it happen?
I think they're trying to make it happen so they can capitalize off of it. That's what I think.
You think every podcast app will have pay? Or you think just big name ones like Apple and Spotify?
I think these big name ones are. Which I think is very important that we start to really speak about independence. If you notice, like, a lot of the big musical artists are trying to go towards being independent.
That way they can get 100% of the...
Exactly.
Outside money.
Yep. Because these big corporations like Apple and Spotify and all these other places, I think they're trying to stop that. They're trying to get all the money they can off of us. For the people that's doing the work. And the more big artists that start to go more independent, the more better of a fight we'll have. That's what I think.
I did read that you know, that now that Spotify is putting podcast videos up on their thing, that if you use the free version of Spotify, it will have ads.
That's interesting.
It's going to be just like YouTube, basically.
Yeah. So yeah, they trying to compete with people like YouTube and whoever else do shit.
It's all because of Joe Rogan, man.
I was just about to say that. Joe Rogan, man, he might have could have stopped this or negotiated to put a hold on this.
Well, he's still going to get his thing. He'll get ad money off of Spotify.
Yes.
So he really don't care.
I mean, I get he got $100 million, but if
that's why Spotify is adding videos to podcasts, because of him.
Yeah.
Because they don't want him on YouTube. And Spotify. They just want him on Spotify.
How do you feel about him taking that deal now?
I mean, it ain't like he needed it.
He did not need the deal.
Just on podcasting alone, not even UFC and all the other shit he does. Just on podcasting alone, he was making $8 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, I get it's cool getting a $100 million check at one time, but when you look at the trajectory he was on, he could have made it where they could have paid him maybe $500 million or something like that. He had just held back a little more, negotiated differently.
So. But he has 100% creative control over his podcast deal.
Yeah, and I guess that's important. But that was a big thing. I think that's part of what's going on now with all this.
I thought about that the other day, man. If I was Joe Rogan, for my first Spotify episode guest, I swear to God, I would try my best to get Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, that would have been huge.
The most viewed podcast episode ever.
Yes.
And I don't think nobody would ever beat it.
That's probably true. I mean, who would beat that? I mean,
because Tekashi still got the most views for a Breakfast Club interview.
Other than somebody like Beyonce and somebody sitting down with Joe Rogan, that's probably the only person that could beat something like that. Or somebody like her sitting down with Joe Rogan.
And he's off house arrest too now, so he could go to Joe Rogan.
Did he really get hurt? Because I saw a video where like he was getting a cast put on his arm or some shit.
I don't know
if he was trolling or he really got hurt.
I don't know. But that's why I would try to get my first guest.
Yeah, but Joe Rogan ain't trying to sit down no damn Tekashi. Even for the numbers. Well, Akon did it. Nicki Minaj did it. So who knows? Maybe he would.
Out of the 100% of Joe Rogan podcast listeners, how many of them do you think will go to Spotify? That will actually download the app and keep listening?
I would say between 70 to 80%. Because I think he got that type of following. They'll follow him.
When I first downloaded Spotify a year or so ago, Joe Rogan wasn't even on Spotify. It's on there now, but, you know, it wasn't when I first downloaded Spotify.
Well, the good thing about Spotify also.
Take a quick pause.
What was I saying?
About how Joe Rogan wasn't on Spotify a year ago, but now he.
Well, I'll just. About how one reason they can't follow him because Spotify is still free unless you get like the premium version. So yeah. That's what's great about Spotify.
So it's just another download away. But you do have them fucking, I don't know what to call them. Like you could tell a person about an app and they'd be like, I only got room for one or two more apps on my phone. I ain't downloading that. I ain't wasting my time downloading that. I don't know what you would call them people, but you got people like that.
Yeah.
But what about Amazon, man? Amazon Music and the Audible book app now has podcasts.
Yeah.
And they got some bullshit agreements in their terms and agreements.
Yeah, I read that article today. I don't know why would anybody even do that.
What did you get from it? Because what I got from it may be different from what you got from it. So, tell me what you think, man.
I really just thought straight bullshit when I read it. That was just it.
So if Amazon Music sends you a email saying verify, so we can put you on our app, you're not going to verify, huh?
Cool. No.
I don't blame you. I don't think I'm going to verify you.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
They got shit that'll say what you can and can't say.
Yeah, I ain't with that.
Like, how can they literally stop that? Like, they have people listening to all podcast episodes to hear if somebody says something about Amazon Music.
I probably do.
Ain't enough time in the world. You won't get them. Yeah. You just have to get lucky, man. You have to randomly select a podcast and listen to the episode all the way through just to see if they said anything bad about Amazon Music.
I mean, you may have a few people sitting in a big room playing multiple podcasts on earphones and, I mean,
do you think there's a program out there that automatically transcripts?
That's one thing I was reading in the article about.
Automatically transcripts the episode. And
yeah, well, that's
if it says Amazon Music in the transcript.
Well, that's what they were talking about in the flagged. That's what they were talking about in the other article. That's what Apple uses to just some kind of program they use to
transcript.
Yeah.
And what does Apple look for? Just copyright?
Yeah, basically. I read that in the article. I thought that was interesting that that's what they're using. I think that's what Anchor is using, too. They're not, okay. Which is why all these podcasts are getting deleted, because there's not a human actually doing it, which is stupid. But they did say they noticed that there was a flaw in the program, so maybe they were...
Because there's no way to tell if it's really yours or somebody else.
Yeah, so maybe they'll fix that.
I know Apple's got a little rule that, you know, when you first submit your podcast to them, your episode titles can't have, like, a number in it or anything like
that. Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but...
I don't either. I don't get it. But I'm sure somehow it has something to do with money. I'm sure.
Everything's got to do with money.
Or maybe somehow counts as a stream or not a stream when they're numbered or something. I don't know. It's something to do with money, though.
I look forward to one day... Beginning to end of your episode has to be listened to for it to count as a download. Not just somebody click on it, then bam, you got a download.
I don't know if they ever get that. It would be nice, but I don't know
if they start paying for it.
Yeah.
If they start paying for streams, I look for that to come.
Yeah.
Because Justin Bieber was saying something about you got to listen to so much of a song to get all the money.
Yeah.
Because he was like, before you go to sleep tonight, play my song and put it on repeat.
Yeah, I think I heard that before. They can listen to like the first minute or 30 seconds of a song that'll count as a stream.
Yeah. You can't just, you know, mash play it and then it counts.
Yeah.
So if podcast goes to paying people by a stream, I look for it to have an X amount of time listened to.
Yeah, I think it's still some time before we get there, but hopefully it'll come. For the creators, man, for our sake, because we getting cheated out of a lot of shit.
The income taxes at the end of the year, man, going to be a... They start paying for streams, man.
Oh, man.
Income tax is going to be a motherfucker.
Yes, sir. I remember I got... You say you ain't put your shit on there, did you?
I'm pretty sure you'll get a 1099 at the end of the year.
I got
self-employed.
Yep, I did, too. That I ain't bothered with.
Donald Trump... My homeboy told me that Donald Trump today passed a bill to where unemployment is putting out COVID-19 benefits, $400 a week. You don't have to have any unemployment paid in. Huh. Like, they would give you the $400 a week just because of you being out of work because of the virus.
Well, that's cool.
But if you got any paid in, your check would be $665 a week. If you don't got any paid in, it'd be $400 a week.
Okay. So...
They sent me a letter in the mail saying I could get it.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what I need to be able to get that, but I know I can't. But oh well.
Jeffrey Morris was telling me that you could get it while you're still working, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Why would the government give you $400 a week for coronavirus relief if you don't need coronavirus relief?
They're not doing that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened. But $300 popped in my bank account today. I don't know where it came from.
What did it say?
It's nothing. I didn't even see where it... I ain't seen no deposit or nothing. It was in my bank account today.
Like, your real bank account or one of your prepaid things?
My bank account, my real one. Just said, thank God.
No doubt.
I take it.
No doubt.
I will take it. Anyway.
You ain't been doing no black folio or nothing like that before it to happen?
I just got it. I just got the Coinbase thing working today, so I'm going to start getting into that.
But you know that's not what it was, though, huh?
Yeah, I know that. That's not it at all.
Have you put your bank information in on the black folio?
Nope, not yet.
No, wait, no, that definitely wasn't it.
Yeah, not it. I don't know, but free money. God damn it.
Anyway, Kamala Harris, man.
Oh yeah, she's the running mate for Joe Biden.
Has a woman ever been vice president?
Nope, she's the first one.
Well, possibly.
Possibly. I say that, but possibly. I believe he gonna get it though.
I know Sarah Palin. She was running with John McCain in 08 when Obama first won.
Yeah. But
fuck Kamala Harris, man.
She cute, man. I ain't know her husband was white, but who cares?
I'd fuck her.
Yeah, she cute, man.
What's her ethnicity? Do you know?
She black and something.
I know she's brown skin, like caramel brown.
Yeah. But when I saw that shit right there is the reason why a lot of people don't vote, because that fake shit right there.
What fake shit?
Every time I see these people in debates, you like these people discredit each other in debates, call each other liars, call each other out on all the bullshit they did their whole life. And now, you know, they trying to join forces now. After they damn near told the whole world how full of shit the other person is to be president and vice president. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden was killing each other in these debates, and now y'all best friends. That shit right there is why people don't pay attention to politics and don't vote, because they fake shit like that.
South Asian is her ethnicity.
South Asian.
South Asian. Hmm. Whatever that is.
Yeah, whatever that is. But.
So you actually think Joe Biden gonna win? Over Trump or Kanye?
I think he had a better chance now than what I previously thought. I'll say that.
By Kamala Harris back in here?
Oh no, they ain't got nothing to do. I just think that.
Okay. Just in general.
Not more people just pissed off at Trump. But you know, I know them Trump supporters gonna be out in droves when the election time comes, so it's gonna be a close race still.
I seen TikTok filed a motion to try to not get banned, so Trump's finally signed the paper.
I ain't see that story.
I didn't read it in detail, I just seen a little thing and I commented on it and I was like, yeah, I told y'all Trump was gonna get y'all out of here, just didn't know it was this soon. Thanks on baller alert.
I'm sure he's trying to. You know, he gonna get his point across.
I didn't expect him to do it before the before the voting. But what was you finna say before I cut y'all? For Kamala Harris? You had looked on your piece of paper?
Oh no, I was just wanting to comment on the bullshit. that whole thing is, cause it's bullshit. I mean, I'm happy he chose a black woman, but like, we know y'all don't like each other. Y'all have clearly stated in public, y'all do not like each other. But whatever, man. That's
broke 45 minutes ago. Coronavirus discovered on frozen seafood packaging in China.
Dang. About the coronavirus, I know cases are going up, but I don't hear a lot about deaths anymore. I just hear people just catching it.
True.
And I know I've heard a lot of doctors say that it's good for people to catch it because your body can start building up an immune system to it.
The antibodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of feeling like maybe the worst might be over.
That's why for that week or so that my temperature was 102, that's why I hope I had it then, you know?
Yeah.
That way I can't get it again.
Yeah, because, like, I don't hear about people dying, so I think it's... You know, we can kind of get back to normal. I think, of course, we don't want people to catch it because, you know, if you got underlying conditions, you know, you might be up out of here, but...
But the number one head honcho over the CDC said, come wintertime, it's going to be rough because the cold.
I hear that too, but everybody's, like, looking forward to the winter today. Some people saying it's going to go away, but I think it's going to be just as bad when it gets cold.
People think that the cold is going to make it go away. But actually, the cold is going to make it worse.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's
make
what
it worse.
The man from the CDC said.
Yeah, that's what I've always believed that. Y'all waiting for the fall and
the heat is what's keeping it calm.
Exactly. I've been like, what is y'all talking about? Yeah. If it's like the flu, it's going to be worse when it gets cold. Y'all looking forward to January and shit. And like, no, you shouldn't be. Y'all think it's bad now? It's going to be real bad then.
You seen any rappers or public figures or anything like that with blinged out coronavirus mask?
Nope.
I just ran across something that said the world's most expensive face mask costs $1.5 million. I've actually been looking for people like Drake or somebody to have a diamond out coronavirus mask.
Drake will be the one with one too.
Yeah. I wonder if Ben Baller was the one who made the mask.
Who was that?
You remember when we was in high school that Jacob and
Jacob the jeweler?
Yeah. He was the biggest jeweler around.
Yeah.
But now it's Ben Baller.
I ain't never heard of him. I see people mention Jacob, but yeah, you know, he's not the man no more.
I thought Jacob went to jail for like embezzling and shit.
He did? Shit, I ain't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Is he still in jail?
I don't know.
Seems like I've seen him in pictures with rappers and shit lately. Oh, I ain't gonna say like real recently, but not so far, like many years ago, maybe a few months ago, maybe.
So what do you think about people tripping about Kylie Jenner being in the WAP video?
Kylie who?
Kylie Jenner being in the WAP
video. That's one of my topics. Why are people so offended about it?
I don't know. I think all the women is fucking just outright just jealous of Kylie as they can be. Because they expected Kylie to be one of the ugliest people on the face of the earth.
They hate the Kardashians, period. But people still hate now. The Kardashians. I don't know why. And Kylie is fine.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Fine.
But speaking of the Kardashians.
I didn't know she was as thick as she was.
I didn't either.
And until I seen in that WAP video.
And they natural. That's going to be one of my topics later on. That's what I'm going to call my homegirl about. But you ever see something?
Her body might be natural, but her face ain't
natural. Oh, I know her face ain't natural. Nah, that shit been experimented on.
Yeah.
But yeah, her, but she got the body, though.
But I've said it a million times. I said a million more. For people get their face worked on, you can tell it. But you can't tell it on her.
Yeah. Well, you know, she got that big money, so she can afford to get the best job possible on her shit. But speaking
Trump
of,
signs executive order cutting 600 weekly unemployment to 400. But anyway, speaking of what?
I want to tell you the biggest crack of bullshit I've seen today.
What's that?
On Kanye West's page. Kanye tweeted, "My mother-in-law, Kris Jenner, makes the best music playlist." I saw that tweet and I immediately thought bullshit. There's so much bullshit with that. Kanye, I believe they have set your ass down. Because I saw another report that they went on vacation. They're doing wonderful now. That is so much bullshit to me. I feel like they have set your ass down. And they have threatened to kick you out the Illuminati if you keep up with your bullshit. That's how I feel about that. I feel like he got to just suck dick and kiss ass now. I feel like they have told him, nigga, if you keep up with your bullshit, we will have you killed. That's how I feel.
Damn. That's what I seen.
TikTok threatens to take legal action after Trump issues executive order banning the app. Only Trump would try to ban the app. Only he would do that. Which I get the concerns behind it, but just the fact that he will make a big deal out of that. Only he would do that. I love to hear him talk now, too. Like, I love to hear him make a speech. Because he be so fucking serious. But at the same time, in like delusion, in his own delusional world when he speaks.
Shit, when he was numbering how many cases of corona being total, that shit was so fine.
Oh man, did you
hear 800,000 million?
No, did you hear the shit we said about the shit, what was it? Damn it. I forgot what he said.
Man, look at that. Look at that booty on her, man. I didn't even know she had a booty like that for real.
Oh, yeah, she got.
She read the topic, though. Petition to remove Kylie Jenner from Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion WAP video gets 30,000 plus.
Why is it so fucking serious? God damn it, man.
I mean, is it because she white?
That's what I think it is. Like, she light skinned, so they don't want her in the video.
You know what I think it is? You know what I think it is? It just clicked in my head. Because it was her party where Megan got shot at. That might be what it is.
But if Megan wants her there, then who gives a shit?
Maybe they done the video first before she got shot.
That is true. Okay, you know, they shoot these videos months before, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know what? I believe that, too. This video was probably shot months ago. I'm sure it was. Before it even happened. But it's a great video, so they had to put it out. So, Megan and Kylie probably not even talking right now. They probably not even friends at all.
Probably right.
Yeah. But I'm so sick of the hate. I mean, the Kardashians don't do shit but film a fucking TV show. That's all they do.
Did you ever finish watching that Making a Murderer documentary on Netflix about Stephen Avery?
Shit, that's been so long ago, I don't even remember now if I watched it, finished watching it or not.
But anyway, I think Kim Kardashian needs to get him out.
How so? Why?
Because she got the power. And he's 100% innocent, man. They didn't find no evidence of the woman being at the house. They found that the blood that they drew from him 18 years ago, the seal had been broken on it. So that right there tells you that they planted the blood.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. Yeah.
So that's enough right there. Just know that he's innocent.
That's true. Just like I read today about this man was given a life sentence for setting somebody $30 worth of weed.
Yeah, the police. Yeah. He sold the police $30 worth of weed.
Yeah, I got a license for that bullshit. And I feel bad. I mean, I know he happy he getting out, but it's like, dude, you took half my life away from me. And I don't know if he's going to get compensated for it, but then again, that's probably nothing you can pay somebody for taking away half of their life away. I mean, ain't enough money to...
And he was already, he already done 18 years in jail. He was on a life sentence, and 18 years went by, and he got out for a wrongful arrest and won $400,000 when he sued him.
Damn.
But he had to use that $400,000 to hire some attorneys for the next case.
It's crazy how we want to sit back and tell what makes somebody happy, what not, don't make them happy, how they should be rewarded.
Did you, speaking of that, did you see where Dr. Dre's wife asked the court for $1 million just so she could get by till the divorce is fine?
Yeah. Crazy.
What you need $1 million to get by for?
This is the thing.
Y'all be able to get by off $1,000 a week.
Yeah. And, like, I'm sure, you his wife, I'm sure he's not going to let you, like, just be on the streets.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about all that shit. Like, if I marry someone and we get a divorce, you're not finna take half my money, but I will take care of you for the rest of your life. You will not want for nothing, but it's going to be on on me. What you get?
If I was a cash advance place, I'd give her some money. I'd float her some money until the divorce was final. Because she had to pay me back about 50% interest.
Yeah.
I let her borrow $1 million for 1.5 back.
She'll be all right.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to let her just be poor.
Nah.
She just...
She wants to be luxurious. Yeah. Not just get by.
Yeah. And this is my thing. I saw a great tweet that said, if a man takes care of you your whole marriage, you don't pay for nothing. Why do you think you deserve half when you get a divorce when you took care of you during the whole marriage? You didn't buy a damn thing. And after y'all gone, you still think you got to get something.
I never understand.
You ain't spent the damn dime during the marriage. But want to take half that man money. And I get it. You were there. You might have been supportive and all this shit. But goddamn, he did the work. He was in the goddamn studio. He was on the rap videos. He did the shit. Need a man to know. He signed a deal with Apple. He did that.
Oh, man, about 5 years ago or so, I seen a little thing on YouTube about remaking The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but in today's time.
And it's good, too.
Yeah, and now they're saying that it's currently in the works to make TV, Netflix, whatever. Okay. Wherever it comes out on, it's in the works to come out.
That's good.
Speaking of Will Smith, you see the little fake video he done with
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo. Knocking his teeth out.
Yeah, I saw that.
That shit was so funny.
Yeah.
How they do that? Is it fake teeth, or you think he just put something on his teeth, a certain color, that the camera didn't pick up?
I don't know, because Will Smith be taking that shit serious. He be having a whole camera crews for his videos. Like, he be making a production for like a 3-minute video. So ain't no telling what the fuck they did.
Who you think looks better in the face looking at that? Kylie or Kendall? Kendall ain't had no work done on her face. That I know of.
Her face look fake as hell. No, it might be red as hell, but...
That's what I said. That I know of, she ain't had no work done to her face. She's like the only 100% natural one out of the whole family.
She ain't get her lips done or nothing? I thought she's the one that had the lips done.
No, that was Kylie.
Oh, that was Kylie. Okay. But Kendall, she not as thick as the rest of them, though. Well, Courtney's not thick either, though. I think I'm thinking the right girl.
Chloe getting bad now, man. Chloe sexy as hell. Chloe about badder than Kylie.
Yeah, Chloe sexy as hell.
I don't know what she's been doing, but man.
Well, she got her man back, so she been... That's that glow. She glowed up.
That 2020 Chloe, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Chloe nice.
The best looking Chloe we've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. What's the other girl doing? And this, I think she the prettiest one in me.
It was Courtney, but yeah, she was the prettiest one. Yeah, she was natural too. I forgot about that. Yeah, she was natural. She had no watch on. Yeah.
She's not thick enough though, but she's still pretty.
Yeah. Scott District's baby mama.
Yeah. I think I got a jail bae.
Yeah, pen pal.
I guess that's a better way to put it, a pen pal.
How'd you run across that?
Well, we got not a mutual friend, so I'm sure I think he's from McIntosh. I think he thinks he knows me, but he might know me, but I don't remember him. So he just been inboxing me and
Facebook?
Yeah. I was talking back to him saying, "What up, bro? How you doing?" and all that shit. I don't remember who you are, but yeah.
Hey, he asked you for any book money yet?
He did.
Damn, didn't take long, huh?
Didn't take long at all.
Did you help him out?
I did, because he kept harassing me about it.
You did or didn't?
I did. Since it was like $6.
Six?
$6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep.
Well, goddamn Tracy Morgan's last wife. She fine to me, bro.
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty, real pretty in the face.
Yeah, she asked for money, too. Because I know they're getting a divorce.
I don't know about that, but it said Tracy Morgan wants her to take the name Morgan away. She wants her to go back to her old name.
Hmm. Okay. But anyway, speaking of Jail Bay, I think Jail Bay is gay. He's took like a very interesting picture in jail with another dude. I was like,
You ain't blocked him yet? Nah. I think I would have blocked.
Nah, I ain't blocking. I might need to, cause he be saying good morning and shit now, and just be sending me random posts now. Yeah. So I'm like,
I'd block that shit, bro.
Like, man, see, this is why sometimes I hate being kind hearted, cause shit like that always happened to me. Mixed signals getting thrown. I just be trying to be nice. Then all this shit happen. That's why people can't be nice. That's what stops people from being a gentleman and shit. Bullshit like that. I mean, I appreciate the thought and all this shit, but dude, no. You already kind of coerced me into giving you money because you just kept harassing me about money. It's like, how you know I got the money to send you? But yeah. Might have to get rid of Jail Bay.
Was it through Facebook Pay?
Not Cash App. That Cash App got hacked too again. Like someone got some Wendy's or some gas off my car somehow.
Damn.
Yep. So I had to keep my car cut off now.
Your Cash App card or your bank card?
Cash App card.
I keep all my cards turned off.
And I think I'm going to have to start doing that because it's getting real out here.
Peace. But you got to be careful because my bank card, if I turn it off, I can't even get no money to my bank. Like I have my card.
You can't get a deposit right, or nothing?
Like I have my card turned off. And I had like a $15 deposit coming from Anchor. And it didn't come through because I had my card turned off.
Damn. It's kind of serious.
But on Cash App, if you got direct deposit with Cash App, you can have your card turned off and money will still come in.
Yeah, it does still come to you.
But with Chime, you got your Chime shit turned off. You can't do nothing. Send, receive, nothing.
There's another banking app I saw that I thought about trying. I can't remember the name of it, though. I think it was like a black bank. I said I want to try that.
Yeah, I seen it starts with a P. I've been seeing the little thing. Think she's pretty?
Yeah. She's cute. Who is that?
Skylar Joy.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, she's a new actress. She's a stripper in P-Valley.
Okay.
Her name's Gidget in P-Valley.
I still gotta catch up on P-Valley.
You ain't watching any episode? Did you ever finish watching the first one that you fell asleep on?
Nope, still ain't got back to it yet. I gotta watch it over because I don't remember nothing that happened.
Got plans for tonight?
I need to write. I ain't wrote in days. I started writing a book.
I started writing a horror story today.
For real? That's yep. What up. What's it called?
Hold on, I'll read it. I would have finished it, but one of my homeboys said he wanted to write it too. So I started it. And then where I stopped, I sent it to him. I was like, hey, you read over this and you pick it up. And then when you write a little bit, you send it back to me. I read what you wrote. Then I'll pick it up.
So y'all got to bounce off each other. So y'all going to have a crazy kind of story.
I don't know, but.
Are y'all writing it on the app or?
I did look for some storytelling apps, but nah. Just like regular memo paper on your phone.
A GoPro girl sent me some kind of thing where you could like write short stories on a website.
It's an app called Storyfire. I used to have that app. I had that app writing stories on Storyfire back when we first started Real AKA Truth.
I remember that.
I was writing what happened off camera. I was writing stories that happened off camera.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get that app she told me about. I want to find a publisher and everything because I want to publish my book for you. It's going to be a great book when I get done with it.
Alrighty. I'm going to read what I got so far. I was planning on sending it to a Creepy Podcast so they could actually do voice actors out of it. You remember what I was telling you about movie idea?
Oh, yeah.
About the girl dying and he goes in the alternative world?
Yeah.
It's going to be about that. The title of the story is I Lost My Girlfriend and I Have to Get Her Back. The dude's name is Dave, and Dave will be narrating the story. So there'll only be one voice actor, and it'll be Dave telling you about all this. For me to tell you my story of how I lost my girlfriend, I must take you back to how we met. You could say throughout my life, death surrounded me, literally, as my father ran an in-home funeral parlor. And God damn it, believe you me, I fucking hated living in that hellhole. Not because of fear of the walking dead, or the creepiness of having dead bodies begin their journey to an eternal rest just a floor below where I slept. I hated it because all of the constant in and out of sad people tracing through my house. It felt as if they were leaving an embarkment of their shattered soul in the cracks of my floor with every tear dropped that fell. A kid growing up is supposed to experience the happiest times of their lives before growing up and experiencing the headache of wondering how to get the money to pay the month's electric bill. Not me. I would stay out of that house as much as possible till the last second, right before the street lights came on. Because like most kids in our neighborhood, that's when it was time to go inside. Growing up in such an environment, I developed a sense of peace with death. A sense of calm, if you will. It was like when a person died. It was for the greater good, as they didn't have to experience one more second of this cruel, fucked up world. Even when my parents died in a car accident when I was 21 and left me the house and had me as their next of kin to handle their funeral arrangements, I didn't cry. I was actually happy for them that they no longer had to break their backs with this kind of work anymore. They can now finally experience peace. At age 22, I hired a few people to run the funeral parlor, giving them 49% ownership so I could move away and finally get out of that tear-filled house. So I got an apartment on the Upper East Side of town and even took a job as a cashier making minimum wage at the local food mart. That's where I met her. That's where I met Beth. She was the assistant manager, and for so long her beauty intimidated me from striking up any conversation that wasn't at all work-related. I even would go home from work and Google ways to speak to girls without being nervous. Nothing helped. All the results were your run-of-the-mill cliches that one would already know through human, naturistic common sense. So one day I told myself, Dave, the absolute worst thing that could come from asking Beth out is she saying no and or get you fired. But you still have 51% income from the funeral parlor to fall back on, so go for it. And that's exactly what I did. I went to work early, planning to ask as soon as I got there. But if she said no, I'd have to work a whole shift after just being shot down. So I decided to wait till right before quitting time. To my surprise, she quickly said yes, informing me that she's been waiting on me to ask her out for quite some time now. She volunteered the information that she would have asked me out, but her parents raised her to believe it was the guy's place to engage asking the girl out. Time flew by, and before you know it, she was moved into my apartment. We even had the same shift at the food market, so we literally spent every second of every day together. I've never felt a happiness like this. I've never loved or been loved by someone like this either. It was magical, and I loved every microsecond that we were together. That's all I got so far.
Okay.
Then nice. It's going to start getting into the death part after that.
So this is gonna be like a novel or like
just a little short story. Just a little short story.
I gotcha.
Where it actually has a horror voice actor reading the story.
Uh-huh.
And with sound effects in the background and shit.
Oh, that's what's up.
Some ominous shit.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm getting to the real shit.
Alright, what's the real shit?
Go ahead and call my lady friend.
Oh, okay.
Get her on the phone for these next.
What's the number? How do it?
her number. Well, I'll just let you see. I don't want to call her number out on the podcast.
Yeah. 251. Nope, not a 251. Do you think Apple Podcasts will ever be available in the Google Play Store? I do.
You do?
Once the competition starts getting thick. Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
Apple Music is available. I thought they were going to do it all on one app. What happened to that? That they were going to combine the music and podcast all in one app.
Hello, Amber.
Hey.
How are you? You are live on the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good. Sounds I'm excited.
Is she?
No, she's not white.
No.
Why does everybody think that?
You have a very proper voice.
Yeah.
Preppy. I guess.
Preppy proper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's from a white town.
Right.
So she didn't got that.
She's African American?
She is.
100%?
I am.
100%?
Full-blooded? Yeah. Look me up on Facebook.
I don't know your name.
It's Amber Bird. The spelling is B-Y-R-D.
I know a bunch of birds, and they all white.
No, I know, but I just about to say, her last ain't Bird, so you might think she white.
Yeah. You remember Jonathan Bird?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. She got a white girl name and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I love it.
Well, Amber, I called you because I wanted to get a female's perspective on what we're about to talk about. And I ain't want to leave the women out. Because we're misogynistic on this podcast sometimes.
Yeah, we're homophobic, racist, all that.
Oh, Lord. I'm interested in hearing more about all that. But for now, I mean, what do you need from me?
Okay, so let me introduce the topic.
Okay.
Okay, so we know the WAP video, which is Wet Ass Pussy, came out last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out, and of course, all the women love the song. It's just what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, it's been like a complete 360 about the song. Men are out here saying women shouldn't be talking vulgar. Why are women so sexually freed today? And just kind of...
You said, why women so what today?
Sexually free.
Holistic.
Okay. I never heard that term, but we'll go with it. Holistic.
Okay.
All right.
So, Nick, have you heard about this rhetoric about the song?
Yeah, I listened to the Michael Rapaport I Am Stereo podcast. New episode today, and he talked. He touched base on it.
Okay, so I want you to give your thoughts, and I'm going to give my thoughts, and I'm going to let the lady come in and give her thoughts. So what's your thoughts about the whole thing, about how women are being perceived today? I guess based off this song and what guys have to say about
it. Who's going first?
I mean, if you're going to rap about it, be about it. You know what I'm saying? So if Cardi B was to be in Mobile and ran across me, I'd be like, hey, let me hit that tonsil one time. She'll let me do it.
I hear you. And that's funny, because I seen one dude was mad because he said they talk about pussy in the whole song. And I'm sitting like, dude, the song is called Wet Ass Pussy. If she was not talking about that in the song, I'll be disappointed. It's like how P-Valley, it's called Pussy Valley, but I have not seen one shred of pussy in the show yet. It's just, the first sex scene was two dudes.
Yeah, the first sex scene was two dudes. Lil Murder and Uncle Cliff.
Okay.
I haven't seen that.
You ain't seen P-Valley?
Uh-uh.
I'm surprised because I thought you was like one of those show watchers,
uh-uh.
Netflix and chill people.
It's on Stars. It's a Stars show.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna get my thoughts on this. My thoughts are kind of deep. So my thoughts on the whole thing is, I think we live in an era today where women are just, they're free. This is a time for them to express themselves how they want, because they have been suppressed for decades. If you think about how women were like way back in the day, they had like the big known dresses on with the umbrella on walking around, and they had to be proper all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't speak in the presence of men. Like, it was like, it was acceptable to hit a woman in public if she spoke out in the presence of men. They couldn't, like, that was a real thing. And today, that's just different.
And you could rape your wife back then and not get arrested.
Yes. All that shit.
Right, you could. And it's quite a bit of few things that you can do back in the day that's just not permissible these days. Whether it's society or whether it's just women not putting up with that same stuff. So yeah, it just kind of varies. Well, go ahead, Darius. I'm listening.
Yeah, and it's like, even today, women have to be careful about coming out about being raped because men have so much power. They can't even defend themselves.
Ah, the Me Too movement got that on lock, man.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, the fact that something like that had... Yeah, like, women have been suppressed for fucking decades, and now we're coming to a point where they're not suppressed. They can...
You know how I always said, if a woman gets raped, I don't see why it takes her 5 years to tell the police?
Yeah.
But after I read that book, I understand.
Yeah.
What book was that?
Chasing Cosby.
Chasing what?
Chasing Cosby. The book about Bill Cosby.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Chasing
Cosby.
So what did the book say? I mean, I don't want to get off topic, but I am interested in why that kind of changed your viewpoint on why women wait so long to report something like that.
Oh, it just had all the women. It just had all the women from the court trial in it, and they told their stories, and you know them telling their stories. I understand it now, and especially. Some of them actually worked for Bill Cosby, so they figured if they said that, they would get fired. And the rest of them took it as, you know, Bill Cosby was such a high-profile guy that if they said it, wouldn't nobody believe it.
Gotcha.
So I felt where they was coming from.
Okay. Well,
they also felt that maybe it was their fault, that maybe they misled him into believing that it was okay to do that.
Right, a lot of times that is how people look at that situation. But I did do a little bit of research about the topic because I've been seeing it kind of float around on my Facebook page about, you know, how men are taking the song and, you know, how they feel different, you know, emotions about the song. But it's one post that I've seen, and it's a lady by the name of Lucille.
Blah, 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 blah. we don't name drop on here.
No. This was a lady that sang a song back in the 30s.
Oh,
she
okay.
was an artist. She was a blues singer. So she's
I got
not
you. Okay,
somebody.
Okay. Yeah. My bad.
No, you're fine. But anyway, she wrote quite a few songs, and the top two were one is called Shave 'Em Dry. And the other one is called Till the Cows Come Home. Now, if you think about it, you know, this was around the blues time period. So her style of music was considered dirty blues, which talked about obscene subjects such as drugs, alcohol, sex, that type of thing, taboo type conversations. And it also kind of hit on different innuendos. So, for example, one of them that she says in her song is, if I'm not mistaken, something about putting your hot dog in my bun. Now, back then, and in one of her songs, she does, it is a lot of cussing and, you know, do this to my pussy and, you know, fuck this and all that. So, and then, you know, you move to the 80s and the 90s and, you know, you have Trina, you have Kaya, you have all your other artists that are talking about the same stuff that Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion are talking about. And, you know, I haven't really dished out my opinion. Just because, you know, it's a song I really didn't listen to it, so I still have to go back and kind of listen to it again. But it's like, this is something that's been going on long before these two artists. You know, I think it's entertainment, just like every other style of music. Some styles of music are for some people, some are not for some people. But, you know, what perplexes me is the fact that men are getting so bent out of shape over this song, but not their other songs that they have out. You know, I mean, they're not in other songs are not talking about pussy the entire time. But still, there is a lot of
taboo. Somebody say, type. Hey, we want some pussy.
What? Hey.
Yeah, so it's like, what's the issue now? Like, what's really the issue? And why do the men have this issue? I mean, you know, is it because of these two artists they linked up? Or would it have been a situation if it were, you know, Mary J. Blige and Beyonce? You know, would we still have that same outpour over this song if it had been two other artists that didn't look like Cardi B, didn't look like Megan Thee Stallion? You get what I'm saying? Like I'm still kind of wondering about that. So that's my two cents that I wanted to add.
Yeah, I don't know why men are so been out of shape over it. I seen one dude talking about, you know, his daughter seeing shit like that, but I'm like, you as a parent should be controlling what your daughter sees.
I think the women that been out of shape about it is just jealous.
I don't see many women been out of shape about it.
I see more men than anything. Upset, that could very well be the problem. Because it's like, I mean, look at them. They have this great figure. They have money. They have whatever they need at their fingertips, you know.
What do the French call it? A certain je ne sais quoi.
And they don't have a wet-ass pussy.
Right. So they're upset. They're going to be upset quite naturally.
Wet and gushy.
Yeah. Everybody ain't got it like that.
Right. Whichever. And that's okay. That's okay.
It's not okay for
it's
them.
There's no reason to get upset at somebody else who does. I mean, and furthermore, if you don't want your child listening to that song or looking up to that person, then okay, keep it moving. Find somebody else. I mean, that shouldn't be their idol anyway.
Were you okay with Kylie Jenner being in the video?
You know, I don't really have an issue. I don't really know her like that. I don't really follow her like that. So when I seen her, what threw me off, the only thing that threw me off about the video was that there was a Caucasian female in the video. That's it. I knew she looked familiar. I was just thrown off because there was a Caucasian in the video, and it was like, everyone else is African-American, and it's like, you throw that in the mix. Like, what's significant about her? That's why I said I have to go back and kind of listen to it, kind of do some more research, and kind of see why. I have seen people say, hey, you know, I didn't like the fact that they threw her in there. Again, I don't know much about her, so I can't really say that. I just know I was thrown off because it was a Caucasian in the video, period, if I'm being honest.
You think people signing a petition to get her out of the video? It's because, you know, she was white, or because of who she is, or because it was her party that Meg Thee Stallion got shot at?
Ask your question one more time. I'm trying to process what you said.
I said, do you think it's more of because she's white in the video, or because she is who she is, you know, being a billionaire, being rich, or
yeah,
is it because it was her party that Megan Thee Stallion got shot at? Why they want her out of the video?
I think it's accumulation of all three things. Primarily because of the color of her skin and being that she has money. I think those are the top two. But I think all of them play a role in that. I honestly didn't even know it was that serious to where if it moved to anything being done, there's a petition in place.
There's over 30,000 signatures. And that was 3 or 4 days ago, so they're liable to be more now.
I'm flabbergasted. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I mean, that just goes to show I don't keep up with things like that, social media like that. But hey, nonetheless, I've learned something new and can't wait to research that. So
it's not worth researching this bullshit. It's crazy to me. Huh? It's not worth researching. It's bullshit. That's
I don't know. It sounds like it. Like, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious. It's never that serious. Most of the shit that trends on Twitter is not that serious when you think about it.
Have you started reading Chasing Cosby since I gave you the book?
No. But I am taking a week off soon. That's probably when I will do it.
No, okay.
I'm taking a week off. I think I'm going to go to ATL for my birthday weekend, and then next week I'm just going to take off. and just catch up on shit.
It's an easy read, man.
Yeah, yeah. How many pages is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I'm going to read it.
600s, I believe.
I'm going to read it. We're going to take a quick pause real quick, though.
I'll set something up for you.
I got you.
Nice. His black girl, she got to have long hair and glasses.
No, that's just the white girl.
Okay. Well, what's your taste in black women?
I really don't have one.
You ain't got one yet?
It's all. I look at it all as a cliche that it's going to be fake hair and, you know, shit like that.
Oh, no. Not here. Not with me. You'll see on Facebook when you look at my picture.
I'm just, you know,
don't
I just...
Don't
I just,
be a stalker, though.
I just assume it, you know?
Interesting.
I'm telling you, in my class of high school, the black boys had longer hair than the girls.
Yeah, that's true.
True factual.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've always thought that was why the black dudes have more hair than black women. That's kind of effed up for the women, man. Why God do black women like that? That's one of the things I'm going to ask God. Like, it's just some things I want to ask God when I go to heaven. I had another question. I can't remember what it was.
Black people put grease in their hair and white people wash it out.
Right.
We got some. Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's weird, man. It's weird.
Yeah, some weird shit, man. You got to give us some criteria for your black woman, man. I know, because you can't be picky. I'm going to tell you one thing. A lot of black women do not have low self-esteem. They confident as hell.
A lot of black women what?
Do not have low self-esteem.
It's not really low self-esteem. It's just, it's a huge turnoff for me for a woman to think she's the bomb.
I love a woman to think she's the bomb.
Oh, no.
I love an overconfident woman.
Oh, no.
I want you to get up out the bed with no makeup on and your t-shirt and drawers. I think you are the shit. That's how this kind of confidence I want a woman to have.
I can't stand a woman to think she's God gift to men. Fuck you and fuck her.
I love that shit, bro. I love that confidence.
You love that?
Yeah, Ladarius say he love it.
Oh, I do. I love confidence. That shit is a turn on.
The turn off to me.
What's the difference between confidence and being cocky?
Yeah. I hate cocky women.
Well, what do you consider a cocky woman?
Just what I see. Just thinking she's God gift to men. That she's the bomb. Fuck that.
She can't roll out the bed and think she's the bomb?
Mm-mm.
Well, she can't, man.
You gotta be humble.
That's not
man.
Cocky. That's not cocky. Shit. That's confidence.
No, that's humble. I mean, that's cocky.
I don't think that's cocky. I think cocky is you just think when she thinks she's just better than everybody just because of how she looks.
That's the same thing?
No, not when you roll out the bed and just think, oh, I'm so pretty.
No, yeah, that's
just,
cocky.
Just my natural look. I'm just pretty.
That's cocky. For you to say that you know you're pretty, that's cocky. But to roll out of bed and say maybe that you hope or you think that other people might think that you're pretty, that's confident. But for you to outright say you know, that's cocky.
You have to have, no one's going to believe in you like you're going to believe in you.
Well, you can keep moving with that. You can have them all.
Uh-huh.
You can have them all.
And when did you say your name once again? I'm on Facebook. I'm going to look you up.
My name's James Cordigan.
Spell Cordigan.
What's your last name?
Well, I told you it was coming. Spell Cordigan.
Nah, that's not my name.
You're not coming, so you're telling lies.
My name is Nicholas, Nicholas. Lynn, Lynn, Weaver, Weaver,
Okay. All right. I just added you. Well, I just sent you a request.
Okay.
Well, Amber, what do you define as confidence?
Confident?
Yes.
I think a confident person doesn't have, I think a person just kind of exudes confidence. They don't have to go out and say anything. You can just look at them and tell, like, they feel good about themselves.
Right.
It's in the way that they walk. It's in the way that they talk. It's in the way that they carry themselves. It's in conversations. It just shines through. They don't have to say that. They don't have to say things like, you know, I know I look, they don't have to say, I know this. It's just understood, and they're humble about it. I think that's a good thing, a good word to use, is they're humble, humbling. You know, like, you have people out here that aren't humble, and they are just like the gentleman said, they just they know it all, you know, they gotta tell people, oh, you know, I look good and ain't nothing you can say, da da da. That's different than someone who doesn't have to express that. They don't have to verbalize that to anyone. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Okay. Okay, 2-1 over here. Okay, I got you.
We ought to ask her the reoccurring question that started day one of this podcast.
Okay, ask her, man.
I'll ask. All right. You don't say nothing. You don't mislead her.
I won't say a one
into
word.
Into agreeing with you, and I won't mislead her into agreeing with me.
I'm not saying one word.
Okay. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Do you think that you can... Hold on. Okay. Do you think that you can randomly pick one woman from America? Just any one woman. Do you think you can randomly pick her and she can lick cat better than every single man in America? Every one of them. Do you believe that?
Let me think about it for a second.
I know what she's thinking.
I think that, before I answer your question, let me say this. I think that everybody is teachable. So with that being said, you can teach a person how to do that, to do anything, how to read, how to talk, how to walk.
Just without teaching, just pick her out of the litter. You take that one woman and you put her up against 100 million men. Do you think she can lick cat better than every single one of those 100 million men? Or do you think there will be at least one man out of that 100 million that can lick cat better than her?
It just depends on if she's done it before. If she's done that before, it doesn't, then that's
where
knows.
that's where the concept comes in to randomly.
I know your argument, Amber. I know your argument.
Randomly picking the woman.
Okay, so I'm just going to randomly pick someone who looks young. No. No, she cannot.
Okay. That's my agreement, too. I agree that there's always somebody better in all aspects.
I agree. I agree with that. Like I said, it's different things that's going to play a part in whether she can or she can't. I get the whole random number thing, but it also is going to fall back on if she's been doing it for 40 years and people have educated her on what to do, how to do it, when to do it, put this here when you do it, then yeah, can't nobody do better than that, probably. But if it's just a random person, I'm going to pick the one who looks like they don't really know what they're doing, and I would say no, she wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. Muff, you know, it was like on episode 5 or something like that, he said that any woman can lick cat better than all men because she knows how cat wants to be licked. And I told him, by that logic, he can suck dick better than all women because he knows how dick wants to be sucked.
I agree with that. I didn't think about that. Yeah, you know what? Now I'm going to retract my statement and I'm going to say, yeah, she can. But it's going to depend on if she's had hers done, if she's had hers licked.
That's back to where the randomness picks back into.
Well, my logic has always been women know their bodies are not better. And, like, you don't have to be special to give good head to a man. Like, a man don't even know how he want his dick sucked until a woman does it for him.
There you go.
Like, women, they can experiment with their bodies.
If a woman's ever had it done, she ain't gonna know.
Women's bodies are just more intricate than men's bodies is.
They are.
If you've never had it done, you're not gonna know.
It really just does. I mean, you really don't know what you like. And I think, for me personally, like, I had an ex to say that, like, you don't know what you want until you get it. And I had people say the same thing. I've heard that many times. People don't know what they want until they get it. Just like a woman saying, oh, I want a man that's this, 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 and this. And then they meet someone total opposite, and the first thing they say is, I didn't know I needed that until I got him.
Were you scared when you lost your virginity?
Scared?
Nervous?
No.
Nervous?
No. Not nervous, scared. I didn't.
Damn, you was bold, ready to get it.
Yeah.
I don't think I was ready. I mean, it wasn't like I was nervous. I mean, it wasn't like one of those things like, oh God, I'm scared. Like, what's going to happen? And it wasn't that type of situation.
So you knew what you were doing first time, huh?
I know, right? What I was doing the first time, no.
You ain't watch a porn before? To get some knowledge in?
Okay. I think I did.
Okay. Didn't want to go in being a rookie.
I did watch it.
Okay.
But even though I watched it, I still didn't know what I was supposed to be doing.
Do you still hold feelings for the guy that took your virginity?
I do not.
Shocker.
I know, right?
Most girls do.
Yeah.
I do not. Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, how? Why? Like,
yeah. I don't get it either.
Nah.
I think it's just an excuse that they use, that if they go back and sleep with him when her and said boyfriend breaks up, they could be like, I'ma always have feelings for him. You ain't gonna change that. Get the fuck out of my face.
Over time, you know, stuff like that's supposed to diminish. Unless you were with that person for at least 10 years. If you was with this boy for, you know, 1 or 2 years, even 4 or 5, even. I mean, there's, and especially at a young age, you know, a lot of times most people lose their virginity anywhere between the ages of 13 to 19. So,
you still have feelings for your first love?
At 13, no. And here you are, 42, you're still talking about have feelings, you know, whatever towards that person. It's like, that's so long ago. You've had so many relationships since then. Like, that's, You really can't even remember that. You know, you might remember, or you might miss how that person made you feel, and not even sexually, just emotionally and mentally, how they made you feel. But to say that, you know, sexually you still, unless he was just the best thing you've ever had, I don't see that happening. But again, this is just my opinion.
Hey, I don't think that best thing you ever had could come to equation too, because we've had girls come on this podcast and say I was the best coochie licker they ever had, and they always end up ghosting me.
That's a running joke in this podcast.
So why do you think females ghost you? Because I want to say something about that.
I don't have a clue. Go ahead.
Yes, please. Let us know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had this conversation over Facebook the other day. You know, I used to be the female that would ghost a guy, like, conversation can be going well. If he says anything out of the way, if he's talking about sex too early, if he makes a joke that ruffles my feathers, he gone. Like, we just not talking no more. I'm not going to tell you how you made me feel. I'm not going to communicate what you said wrong and how to fix it. I'm just going to just leave you alone. I do not do that anymore because, for one, I don't want nobody doing that to me. I've had that happen. And it's like, what did I do? Like, all he had to do was say, you said this or you said that. Why couldn't he just be mature enough to tell me what happened? So now, I'll tell you, like, and I had a guy that I talked to for about a week and a half, and I told him, like, you know, you're trying to move too fast. I'm not really interested in you like that. You're cool to talk to, whatever. But as far as anything else right now, I'm not looking for that. And he was like, okay, you know, I understand. I know I kind of came off a little strong. I'll stop. Now, that was his warning, okay? So I'll give you a warning now. The second time you do something, I'll ghost you. Because I've already told you, like, don't do that. Is not aligned with whatever, however I feel or whatever. If you continue to do that, then we're just not talking. I'm gonna block you, erase your number, like all that good stuff. So I'm more of the let me share what you did, and I'll give you another chance. Just don't do it again. Compared to the cut you off first time, and I tell you why. But that comes with maturity.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Have you ever lied to a man to protect his feelings and it ended up backfiring on you?
Have I ever lied to a man to what?
Protect his feelings and it ended up backfiring.
I don't think I have.
Has it happened to you?
That's one thing I will say about myself is I try to be honest with a person. Just because I don't want
that to come back on me. And that's the thing too. People say, well, hey, you know, you got to watch that because karma of this. And it's like, I honestly feel whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But at the end of the day, if it happened, I don't want to be sitting there thinking, well, dang, maybe that bad thing happened to me because I did wrong to this person, that person, that person. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Do you remember what we were talking about this morning on Facebook on that post? Do you remember that post?
Vaguely. Let's see. Can you remind me? I'm going to go back to it real fast.
Yeah, go back to it real quick. That's my last topic. Then we can get out of here.
Okay.
I think that was a good conversation to have.
Let's see. Yeah,
it's starting to get a little warm in here, man.
Y'all can see you over there. Sweating down, guy.
Oh, so y'all are, like, in the same room?
Yep.
Okay. I have so many notifications listed.
Because you popping like that.
I guess.
Ain't no guess.
The various scale, there you are. So, when a man earns money, he dreams of doing his life the best. When a woman earns money, she should. Okay. So, I mean, what do you... What's your question?
What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on that post? Well, read the post.
Yeah, because okay. Listeners ain't gonna know what
the post. I'm gonna read the post and I'm gonna read my response. So the post reads: when a man earns money, he dreams of giving his wife the best. When a woman earns money, she feels she does not need a man. I commented, and I said, I like this. I feel, too, it has to do with men. I feel it has to do with men have been in a place of superiority for so long that now women are making the same, if not more, as far as money goes, of course. We feel as if we don't need a man to take care of us. Not that we don't need a man, because at the end of the day, everyone wants to be with someone they love and have that reciprocated. Need, the word need, is the hang up. Women earn money and feel as though they don't have to have a man to financially take care of them. But of course, this varies case by case. So basically what I said was, you know, back in the day, you know, the men were the breadwinners. Women were expected to stay at home, bear the children, clean the house, take care of the children, and whatever else. Okay? So everything started evolving, you know, women started getting in the work field, in the workforce, and making money, and some of them even started becoming entrepreneurs, yada, yada, yada. So then it's like this light bulb came on, you know, I'm just kind of imagining this right now, but a light bulb came on and it's like, I don't need a man to do anything. I don't need a man for anything. I know how to cook. I know how to clean. I know how to go to work. I know how to take care of my children. I know how to do all these things by myself. So I don't need a man to do that for me, to provide financially for me, because I can provide that. I can provide for myself. Now, that's why I said the word, it's semantics. So, no, I don't think a woman needs a man. I mean, I think that's the word that we're kind of getting caught up on, is need. We do want a boyfriend. We do want a friend. We do want a boyfriend. We do want a fiance. We do want a husband. But we don't need for that person to take care of us financially, because we can already do that on our own. For example, myself, I'm already doing all of everything on my own. And that's not to say I don't want a man, and it's not to say that I don't need a man. I would like to have a man that could... Listen, I'm just going to be honest. If there's a dude out here in the world anywhere that want to come in and take care of my bills for me, go right ahead. I'm not going to tell him no. I mean, why would I tell him no? If he says, hey, I want to take this burden off your shoulders...
Does it matter what he looks like?
Does it matter what he looks like?
You say it don't matter?
I'm asking her, does it matter?
I said it doesn't matter what he looks like.
So he could be an 800-pound, no neck, sweaty, greasy, non-bathing guy, huh?
He has to have himself in order. You know, he has to have good hygiene. You know, I mean, gotta keep himself up and all that good stuff. I mean, because I do, so why would I go for the opposite? You know what I'm saying?
Would you marry a billionaire if he'd give you money every day? But he was filthy, like, as far as body-wise filthy.
Yeah, because you can change that.
No, I mean, like, that's the contract that he's not going to change.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
He's not going to change.
No, he's not going
to
change.
We would have a conversation before we got married as to why he wouldn't change. It's always a conversation to be had. People can say, no, I'm not doing this, no, I'm not doing that. When you find out why a person is the way that they are or chooses to be a certain way, you always can kind of go in and kind of reshape their mind. You know, well, hey, this is why you should do this. Hey, this is why you should do that. So I'm not going to count anybody out just because, no, I'm not going to bathe. Okay, well, you know what? I can't be with you. No, I want to know why you don't want to bathe. I want to know why you don't feel like cleanliness and hygiene is important. I want to know why you feel like it's okay to lounge around in the underwear that you had on last month. I want to know why. I want to understand better. And at the end of that conversation, if I can't persuade you to take a shower or clean up or whatever, then I'm going to share it with you. Okay, well, I don't think this is going to work.
Well, this kind of goes back even to the first conversation about how men are just, I think they feel like they're just losing ground. Like, men haven't been men. So now women are, like, playing both roles and men.
You sound like I can't hear your phone.
Okay. I was saying, this is kind of going back to the conversation we was having about the whole Cardi B thing, about men are just losing ground and men have not been men for so long that women are just taking the role and our men are just, like,
in the passenger seat.
Yeah. And they don't like it, but they've kind of put themselves in the passenger seat.
I think that is relevant. I feel like I think a lot of men that I see, put it like that, a lot of men that I see have females and are okay with females taking care of them. So it's like, if you've been okay with it this long, if you allowed her to keep a roof over your head for that long and provide, you know, you with clothes, shoes, shelter, whatever, for this long, why are we getting bent out of shape now? You know, that's what you allowed. These are the women you have, in a sense, cultivated.
Exactly. We have done this, and now, instead of just saying we fucked up, we just want to blame them.
Of course. It's easier to deflect.
It is easier
than to accept. It's so much easier to say, to point that finger instead of taking responsibility.
Absolutely.
Like that's the key to everything. You know, you have to take responsibility for your actions, for your role in a situation. I mean, if you don't, then all you could be doing is arguing back and forth with a person. Like, no, I know this is what it is, and that's not it. And it's like, just accept it, you know, and move from there.
It's hard to take responsibility, though. This shit is hard. It hurts sometimes.
It does.
How could you realize you fucked up so bad?
Yep. And that's okay. We all do. That's okay. It's stepping stones. It's learning lessons. It's educational moments. It's okay. I mean, that's how you know how to maneuver in life with other situations, is messing up. And when you keep messing up, keep doing the same thing over and over, that's when a person should feel like, wow, like, I feel really shitty. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you mess up one time and you learn from it and you don't do it again, hey, it is what it is. It's just a mistake, and don't do it again.
As usual, you are right. You're so wise.
Oh, don't say as usual, because I'm not always right.
Well, take the compliment now. I'm giving women. I'm trying to bow down to women right now.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. You are a woman. You are strong. You are all that shit.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, we gotta realize we fucked up. We are the reason why y'all are so independent and like fuck niggas now. Yeah, all that shit is yours. Shout out to y'all, man. But I'm done. That's all I got. I think that was a constructive conversation.
Okay, so let me ask a question. So how often do you do your podcast, Mike? And are they on air? Is it scheduled for every Tuesday at, you know, 8 o'clock?
He ain't got no certain time.
Yeah, I ain't got no certain
time. It's once a week.
At least once a week, though.
Okay. So do you know your topics ahead of time, or you just kind of let it come as it comes, or what?
I usually know I'm ahead of time, but then sometimes we just freestyle doing the podcast, just, you know, just whatever comes up.
Do you take requests?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
You can, yeah.
Just wondering, I didn't know how you did your podcast, and everybody's kind of different, but I did want to inquire. I appreciate you giving me a call, and if you ever need me to come on again, I'm more than happy to.
We appreciate you. You still going to start your podcast? Are you thinking of still starting one?
I am. Like, I've wrote down a few things that I want to talk about. And, you know, at this point, it's just trying to figure out time. And, you know, do I want to do, like, a video? Or do I just want to do just the audio? Or little things like that. But,
yeah, do both, man.
Yeah, do both. I'm getting to the point we're doing both now.
Podcast is being groundbreaking. And Spotify, now you can upload your podcast videos to Spotify as well as audio.
Okay. Duly noted. I will make a note of that.
Plug your business. I know you're an entrepreneur and everything. You're going to plug yourself.
Yes, I am an entrepreneur. I have a cleaning business, and it is called Filthy Clean Janitorial Services. We are located in Anderson, South Carolina. So if anyone is listening in, we do just about everything. So give us a call or look us up on Facebook. We are on Facebook under Filthy Clean Janitorial Services. If anything, you should check us out and look at before and after pictures. Those are always really cool to look at.
You gonna plug your TikTok because you're a TikTok queen. They might be getting ready.
Yes, I am a TikTok queen.
TikTok getting banned.
I am a TikTok junkie.
TikTok's getting banned.
No, it's not. Don't say that.
Trump ain't fucking with y'all.
I speak nothing but the loony truth.
Don't do that. I have about 37,000 followers. No, it's 37,200 followers to be exact.
Okay, then. 0.2.
Is your TikTok monetized?
Is it what?
Monetized. Do you make any money off of it?
No, I do not. Yet.
Yeah, go ahead on, baby. Speaking in existence.
Not yet. You always want to throw that word in there at the end.
Yes,
yeah. That's a manifestation word that I like to use.
Exactly.
Yet. So not yet, but yes, it's coming.
Well, you know, Instagram has got a new feature on their thing. It's just like TikTok. It's called Reels. R-E-E-L-S.
Which they stole from TikTok.
Instagram Reels. You can do the same thing on there that you can do on TikTok.
Okay. I'll have to check it out because, you know, here lately, I actually deactivated my Instagram and Snapchat. Just because it was like, I'm not really on there like that.
I don't fuck with Snapchat no more.
Yeah, I said I'm on Facebook and TikTok more, so I got rid of those other two platforms. But in the event that I do...
That TikTok does get banned, you'll go to Instagram.
Yeah, go back to Instagram.
There you go. There you go. But it is not going to get banned. So.
Okay.
Okay. Trump says different. But okay.
It's not.
Yes, ma'am. Speaking into existence.
Come on, y'all have to have hope with me. Come on.
But until next time, we appreciate it.
I appreciate you too. No problem. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, yeah. You too, love.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, mother, let's get on up out of here, man. It's hot, man.
It is hot, man. I want some orange juice, too.
Yeah, I see you took your hat off, so I knew you were getting a little hot.
Yeah, man.
Until next time.
Yo, we appreciate y'all, man. Y'all check us out. It's Real, a.k.a. Truth Podcast.